Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Edward O'Brien. A bill to extend Medicaid to Montana's working poor won preliminary approval in the Montana House on a 54-46 vote. But as Jackie Yamanaka reports from the Capitol, even after that vote, supporters of Senate Bill 405 still had to fight off another attempt to potentially kill this bill again in committee.
The last surviving bill on Medicaid expansion has been the subject of numerous procedural fights, with the most intense action over whether it could come to the House floor for debate. That finally happened yesterday. Republican Representative Frank Garner of Kalispell says he once lived in a house that was 10 feet wide with tires underneath. He says he knows what it's like when times are tough.
And it's because I want to see these people move out of that area that I support this bill. I didn't support full Medicaid expansion. I voted against it. And I've long said I don't.
Garner says one reason why he supports Senate Bill 405 is it attempts to help the working poor get a better paying job.
But I didn't come here not to make hard decisions, and I think this is a hard one. I think it's one of the most important ones in our state. You know, I think the act of doing nothing is not going to solve the problem that we have for people that find themselves in that range that this bill covers. Today I choose to do something that I think will help move them out of poverty.
This bill is aimed at people who earn 138% of the federal poverty level. They earn too much to qualify for traditional Medicaid, but not enough to buy insurance on the federal marketplace under the Affordable Care Act. But opponents argue Senate Bill 405 is not the cure to end poverty. Instead, they say it will continue dependence on government programs. House Appropriations Chair Nancy Ballance says this is a massive new welfare program.
55,000 Montanans, 5.5% of our population, working age adults with no disabilities, no children, who would be added to a new medical welfare program. At a time of extreme and growing shortages of medical providers,
Ballance says Medicaid was designed to provide coverage for the poorest of the poor and the severely disabled, not for able-bodied, working-age, childless adults.
This is a tragedy, especially for the disabled poor, but also for the working poor. This bill is facilitating their dependence upon government and reducing their incentive to work and inhibiting their ability to become independent.
This bill has been touted as a bipartisan compromise bill. While it extends Medicaid coverage, at the same time, participants would have copays and premiums. It attempts to address malpractice lawsuits as well as waste, fraud, and abuse. Several provisions would require waivers from the Federal Centers for Medicaid Services. Opponents tried unsuccessfully to amend this bill. Just over an hour into the debate, Republican Representative Alan Doan rose and made a motion to end it. That brought an objection from Republican Representative Art Wittig, who said he still had two more amendments. But the chair of the day, Speaker Pro Tem Lee Randall, ruled Wittig out of order. And that allowed the vote, where 13 Republicans joined all 41 Democrats in supporting the bill. But that action wasn't the end of the procedural maneuvering. When House Majority Leader Keith Regeer stood to re-refer the bill to the Appropriations Committee, Minority Leader Chuck Hunter objected.
We have heard from the Appropriations Committee, many members of the day, including the head of the committee, their stance on this bill. To send this bill down there is to kill it.
So the House voted on the motion whether to send this bill to the Appropriations Committee, and it was rejected, 45-54. The bill faces a third and final vote. If it passes, it will return to the Senate because it was amended in the House. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, The Capitol.